It's time for a Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio, we have Micah Salas, principal at Helper Middle School. Micah, I always look forward to talking with you and getting an update on Helper. So I really appreciate you making the time to come in today.
Good morning, Jordan. It's always nice to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. And I know it goes by quick. We've had you in three or four times throughout the year, I know already. But hey, we only got 2 weeks left of school.
And I can't believe it.
No.
It's gone by so fast.
Well, it does. It seems like yesterday you and I were just talking about the construction going on at Helper Middle School.
That
was 4 years ago. It's amazing how fast time flies. So how has the school year gone at Helper?
You know, it's just been a great year. We have the best kids in the whole world. We have the best teachers in the whole world. We have the best support staff in the whole world. And so it just makes every day just fun. And you know, we just go in and hang out and learn some good things and play a little bit and go home. So it's awesome. It's just good every day.
One of the things that I love so much about Helper is, despite the fact that you guys have such a small number of kids, every time you come in, we're talking about some of these kids doing extraordinary things. And I'm always blown away by that at Helper.
You know, they really do. And I'm very proud of that. I feel like our kids are prepared to go on and be very successful in anything that they choose. And I don't want the small size of our school to ever hinder them, you know, I want it to be a strength. We're a family and we support each other very much, and we are just producing students who can go and be extremely successful. So I'm super proud of that.
Obviously, one of the things that stand out to me being on the sports side of things are your guys' athletics. And again, I'm always amazed by the athletics. You know, if we're talking about football, where you guys had a couple of big wins, or basketball, where the kids are extremely competitive. Archery and track and field have also been very, very good for you guys.
You know, they really have. Our students in track did really well. It's a little bit awkward this year, again, with Emory County. You know, they still currently have 7th through 9th graders, and we have 6th through 8th. So there's been a little bit of, you know, give and take with that to try to keep competitive and be fair both ways. Next year, you know, we'll be different and that will be easier. But our kids just go and they try really hard and they do well. They come back with medals and ribbons and they have a great time, and I'm super proud of them. Coach Howa and Coach Cunningham have worked with them through the whole season, and it's just been a wonderful year. I'm very proud of our track kids.
As far as some of the other extracurricular activities for the spring go, I mean, you guys have Quiz Bowl as well, right?
We do have Quiz Bowl. That starts right after Christmas break and goes through pretty much through April. And our Quiz Bowl team, the JV team and the varsity team, did very well. They placed every time that they went, and they were very competitive, took first a couple of times. So they did a great job. Belinda Oliver and Michelle Fidel are our Quiz Bowl advisors, and they worked really hard with the kids and got a lot out of them. They were able to go, you know, all over the region and compete well the whole season. So very proud of our Quiz Bowl.
Quiz Bowl is something that maybe flies under the radar to the public. I know the kids put a lot of time and effort into it. There's a lot that goes into Quiz Bowl if you're not aware of it.
You know, and you listen to some of those questions and you just think, oh, no one's going to get this. And then they just know the answer.
Yeah.
And it's impressive. So wherever they're learning all of this kind of obscure trivia, I'm happy that they're learning it because they do really well.
It's not useless knowledge. It's fun. I like Quiz Bowl an awful lot. Let's talk about an awards banquet that you guys recently held as well.
Well, so this is the district award banquet. Last night, the retirees from the district were honored, as well as teachers who were nominated for Outstanding Teacher of the Year or our classified employees. So we have certified employees that are teachers and administration, and then we have what's called certified or classified employees, which are all of our support staff, all of our aides, our custodians, librarians, secretaries, and anyone who's worked in a school knows how important those employees are. They keep our school going. And so I just want to recognize we did have teachers and support staff that were nominated last night. Well, they were nominated earlier. Last night was the actual banquet. But I do want to say congratulations for the nominations. Gary Gummow is a custodian for us. He just came to us from Carbon High School. And the way these awards banquet works, anyone can fill out a nomination. So we actually don't know who nominated these people, but we're very proud of them. John Daniels is a volunteer for us who's been in for the past couple of years during our flex time, and he's spent a ton of time teaching our kids and kind of providing an extension for them in science, and we're very thankful that he was part of that, and he was nominated as well. Our two teachers that were nominated were Phil Howa and Becky Moon, and I just can't say enough about either one of them. I just feel so fortunate to have them in our school. So the night before that was the student banquet, and it's mostly, you know, Carbon High School students. We did have our science fair students honored who are going on to the national competitions and did well in state here. And then we also had our FCCLA girls who are going to nationals awarded there as well.
You guys also have a new secretary at the school.
Yes, that was a big deal. So anyone who knows Joyce Branson, Joyce was at our school for many years. She was kind of just a staple and an anchor in our school. She retired the end of March, but you know, we got Audrey Anderson, who has just come in. I was worried because, you know, you work with someone for so long and they do such a great job, and I didn't know how it would go. But Audrey has come in and just, we have not skipped a beat. She has just been so welcoming with the kids. She just has the right attitude for helper. You know, she just loves the kids, accepts everyone, wants to help everyone. And we just are very fortunate to welcome Audrey to our school family. So very happy to have her.
Before I let you go, I know you wanted to go ahead and give a congrats to the graduates. I'm sure it's a sad time. You're seeing a group of kids that you've known over the last couple of years move on, but that's kind of the gift and the curse, right, of school in general.
It is. It's bittersweet. Some of our little chickens are going to be very hard to say goodbye to, and all of them are hard to say goodbye to, but some, you know, you just bond with so much and work with so much, and I can't wait to see what they do and who they become and where they go. Also, I'd like to say congratulations to the Carbon High graduates. Also, you know, many of them are ours as well, and it's so exciting to see what they do and who they become, and I can't wait to see them go, but it is very difficult to say goodbye.
Again, Micah Salas, principal at Helper Middle School. It's always so great to get you in, Micah. Thank you again for taking out the time.
Okay, thanks, Jordan. Have a great summer.
You do the same, definitely.
Thank you.
Hey, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.